Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Thanksgiving is over, so let's cook. No, really, you'll love this. Resident chef Kathy Gunst has new dishes for those leftovers. Kathy, I don't know how you do it. It has been years, and you still come up with new things, like new leftovers.
I know. I don't know how I do it either, because there are some days I wake up and I think, nope, I've done everything there is to do. And then suddenly I'll be at a farmer's market and see an ingredient and get a whole new idea. But the first leftover that I wanted to talk about actually was inspired by a trip to Italy recently, specifically Liguria. And this is a dish called polpettone. Polpettone usually refers to a meatloaf, but in this case, it's all vegetarian. It can also mean mishmash. And you take mashed potatoes, and traditionally it's used with green beans or zucchini. I had it, I tasted it, I thought, this would be brilliant for Thanksgiving leftovers. Mm-hmm. You have leftover mashed potatoes. You take whatever vegetables you have left over, whether it's squash or green beans or zucchini or artichokes, anything. The vegetables are combined with the mashed potatoes, some eggs, Parmesan cheese, and herbs. And then it's baked with breadcrumbs below it and on top of it. And it is so extraordinary how these leftovers become a brand new Italian dish.
Well, it sounds like shepherd's pie.
Absolutely. It's very much like an Italian vegetarian version of a shepherd's pie, and just the most brilliant way I've seen of reusing mashed potatoes.
Well, your recipe calls for freshly grated nutmeg. What about people who say, can I just use something in a can?
Absolutely. You can use ground nutmeg, but you want to make sure it's fresh. Otherwise, get yourself a whole nutmeg and use it on the little knobs of your cheese grater, and it will taste so fresh.
Okay. A frittata recipe is next.
Yeah, a frittata is a baked egg dish, completely adaptable and forgiving. I think you could use absolutely any part of the Thanksgiving meal with this. You could add an onion and a leek. You could add chopped up turkey. You could add the leftover greens, the potatoes, the sweet potatoes. And again, you're whisking eggs. You can add some grated cheese. What's so nice about it is that it's baked in a skillet in the oven. It puffs up a little bit, so you have a dramatic moment at breakfast the next morning or lunch or dinner, but it can be served hot from the oven or room temperature.
Okay, wonderful. And there's always leftover cranberry sauce, although not yours, your fabulous recipe. But what do we do with that? Besides, I love cranberry sauce all year. You know, I love it with fish.
I'm with you. Well, with fish, I don't know, but sure. I love dipping butter cookies into it. I like spooning it over pound cake. But I thought, what could you do that's really simple? And I had a lot of milk around. So I thought, what about a vanilla pudding? A very kind of bland and simple thing to make, but full of fresh vanilla. And then when the pudding chills for a few hours, you simply spoon the leftover cranberry sauce on top. So you get this vibrant color and this great sweet sour flavor on top of a creamy vanilla pudding.
Wonderful. But vanilla beans, talk a little bit about their difference.
Yeah, they're expensive, but they have a ton of flavor. And what you need in this dish, you can use vanilla extract, but if you have one, you only use half. You slit it down the center and you scrape the seeds out and infuse it into the milk while you're making the pudding. And then you get a really strong, in a good way, vanilla essence that comes right through.
Infuse it?
Infuse it means you simply are heating milk with the vanilla seeds so that they will flavor the warm milk.
Wonderful.
I mean, we can't forget the classic of classics, which is that midnight Thanksgiving sandwich. We eat late in the afternoon. Maybe we play a game. Maybe some of us take a nap. And by 9, 10 o'clock at night, we're hungry again. So toast, the turkey, hot gravy, stuffing, cranberry sauce, the best sandwich of the year.
Absolutely. And let's just, before we let you go back to the staple. You've had your turkey carcass, I'm sure, boiling for stock, and you've thrown onions and things in there. But just remind us the turkey stock, because I end up doing it and, you know, and then I wait too long to use it. And then I suddenly have to throw away the whole thing.
Oh, no. Yeah. The turkey carcass is just full of flavor. You take all the meat off of it, throw it into a pot, as you said, onion, carrot, celery, bay leaf, simmered. If you're not going to use it right away, freeze it. It freezes for up to a year. But to make turkey lemon rice soup or to make a turkey vegetable soup or a minestrone with turkey, the biggest thing about leftovers is not thinking about them as leftovers. What you're doing is you're taking beautiful food from your Thanksgiving feast and you're turning it into something brand new. Transformation.
Okay, we've been talking what to do the day after Thanksgiving with your leftovers with Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have all of her recipes and links to her other suggestions from years past at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.